With our continuing coverage of Iowa High School softball, we're joined now by Maddie Van Zee, third baseman for the Pendleton Christian softball team, following a 17-2 win over Wilton in the regional quarterfinals on Wednesday night. Maddie, what a performance from this team. Just overall, your thoughts on the way you guys came out and just took it to Wilton from that first pitch tonight.
Oh yeah, it was a super fun game. We came in, locked in, first inning, warm-ups, we were ready to go. Coach Mindy made sure that we were locked in through even practice yesterday, just making sure we had a good mindset coming into the game today. And yeah, we just went up to bat first inning, ready to keep going.
Well, and I mean, it was a great environment here tonight. Eagles fans traveled really well, too. Talk about how much that helps on a night like tonight, too, after you get off that long bus ride out here to Wilton, looking up into the stands and seeing a packed field that's probably a 50-50 split here between Wilton and Eagles fans.
No, yeah, we had a great crowd out here tonight, so it's just great to hear the crowd. Like, even if we're up, even if we're down, like, it's just great to hear the encouragement, and the team was super loud tonight, too, so it's a huge help when we have a good big crowd.
Well, and I know at the plate this year, there's been some nights that, you know, there's been some frustrating times, right? You play in the Little Hawkeye Conference, that happens. Tonight, that is not the case. As a team, you guys pound out 16 hits for yourself. You go 2-for-3 with a run scored, an RBI as well. At the plate, what were you kind of feeling up there, knowing that this pitcher, maybe not the three pitchers, I should say, that well threw at you, probably not what you've seen all season long in terms of your Dallas Center Grimes, Norwalks, Indianolas.
Yeah, so even at practice yesterday, Coach Mike was making sure that we were prepared to see different speeds tonight, as we saw like three different pitchers. So it's definitely hard to go back and forth with the speeds, but, you know, coming from Little Hawkeye Conference, you're used to seeing that kind of speed. So it was really good to see different sorts of that tonight.
Well, and in a game like this, too, sometimes it can be hard to stay focused and stay locked in, right? When you get up big on the scoreboard like that, you go 14-0, you see 17-0 there in the fourth inning. It can be hard to mentally stay focused and locked in those types of games. How did you guys fight through that to ensure that you didn't let up anything to this Wilton squad other than just the two runs on the long shot?
No, yeah, I mean, I think it's just a chain reaction. I mean, once we get one hitter going, we keep it on going, and the dugout is definitely a help. We have a lot of, like, it's a loud dugout, so that's a lot of encouragement right there.
Well, let's talk about that, too, because there's a lot of girls who play on this team, as we're talking to Maddie Van Zee, third baseman for the Pendleton Christian softball team, following a 17-2 win over Wilton in the quarterfinals here at the regional tournament. There's a lot of girls on this team, and, you know, a couple years ago, or the last 2 years, it's been tough, right? But the joy is one thing that this program has always seemed to have. Talk through just what that means to, you know, all the way through from maybe that top player in the lineup to, you know, the girl that's on the end of the bench who hasn't played in the game all year. Talk about that joy and what that does for this team.
I mean, Coach Mindy has said it over and over again. It's like every person on the team matters. Everyone has a role, no matter if you're fielding, if you're outfield, if you're hitting, pitcher, catcher, or even just in the dugout. Like, every voice matters, and it helps the team a lot.
It definitely does, Maddie. Now you get ready for Friday's matchup. As of the point that we're talking right now, we don't officially know who that's going to be against yet, but for you guys, it's never been about what each game is about, right? It's about just taking each pitch one at a time. That's going to be the best way to go out there and get those wins.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as you said, we don't know who we're going to play, but honestly, it's not about the score. It's just that we're enjoying our team and just going out there and playing our hardest.
Maddie, appreciate the time, and best of luck Friday night against whoever that may be that's across the diamond. We're looking forward to seeing a fun matchup on Friday.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely. That was Maddie Van Zee, the third baseman for the Pendleton Christian softball team, following a 17-2 win here on 92.1 KRLS over Wilton in the quarterfinals. We're continuing our coverage of Pendleton Christian softball here on 92.1 KRLS, following a 17-2 win in the quarterfinals on Wednesday night at Wilton. We've got Jessa DeVries, the left fielder. Jessa, we're going to start off talking about the play in left field tonight. That was a pretty heads-up play there. Not a lot of left fielders are looking to make that play, laying out and make the throw to second. Talk us through the process. When that ball left the bat, what's going through your mind?
Yeah, I mean, every pitch we focus on the outfield, we're talking where we're going. Every single pitch, every batter, wherever the batter moves, we have to know where we're going, where the ball's hit. So right off the bat, I knew that I could get it. It was a line drive right in front of me. I have a good center fielder who can back me up. She would be there if I missed it. Amaya, she's amazing. And so I knew that I could go get that. And there was a runner on second, and she thought it was down. So I got right up, and I threw it to Addison Banstra, and she was there. Not the best throw, but she was able to grab it. Got the double play.
Hey, all that matters is the end result, right? It doesn't matter exactly where the throw goes. But, I mean, overall, I mean, this is just a phenomenal effort tonight. You go 2 for 2 with 2 walks as well. I mean, reaching base safely all 4 times in a matchup of this magnitude, too. I know that this is a big thing, especially after making that long road trip out here. Talk us through that process of locking in right away and just getting in the box and getting those pitches that you wanted and laying off those pitches that you didn't want.
Yeah, Coach Minji does a good job on making sure right when we get to the field at Pellicrishan, we're getting locked in. We're not there to mess around. We're getting ready for our game. And she also focuses a lot on the joy of the Lord. And I think that's something that's really helped me in the batter's box. When I get up there, I take a deep breath and say out loud, the joy of the Lord is my strength. I think a lot of us need to focus on what the whole purpose is, and that's not here to win. Obviously, we did tonight, but that's not the goal. The goal is to glorify God through the gifts that he's given us. And that's definitely been a challenge for me recently. I haven't been able to hit the ball very well. But tonight I was able to prove myself that when I take a step back and realize that it's not about myself, it's not about my team, but it's about making sure that we glorify God, that's when we truly succeed.
And you guys definitely succeeded tonight in that regard. And I mean, let's talk about this too, because you mentioned it. You haven't necessarily had consistent at-bats throughout your high school career because unfortunately you've dealt with some injuries, right? This season, you know, it's been kind of finding that role, right, in this lineup, and you've settled into a nice spot there in left field, too. Just take us through that process of just mentally staying ready day after day, not knowing necessarily whether that's going to be in left field, whether that's going to be in center field, or if that's going to be as one of the biggest cheerleaders in the bench, because I've been at some games where you've been, you know, in the dugout, and you've been one of the most vocal girls in that dugout, so take us through that process as well.
Yeah, I mean, I have great faith in our coaches. They know what's best for our team, whether it's me playing, whether it's me on the bench, whether there's other people playing for me. I know that they're making the best decision, so I'm just making sure that I'm ready when I step on the field, no matter where I'm at. We need to make sure that we're not for ourselves, we're not being selfish, but we're being selfless, making sure we play for others, and that's when we play as a team, and that's when we work together.
All right, and we don't know that opponent, as we mentioned, just yet. We're still waiting to find out whether that's going to be, you know, Cardinal, whether that's going to be North Mahaska. But as we mentioned with Maddie, for you guys this year, it's never been about who the opponent is going to be, right? It's just about showing up, controlling what you can control, taking each pitch at a time to make sure that the outcome of each individual play is the best it can be going forward.
Yes. I mean, we know that no matter who we play, we're just going out there. We're putting our foot on the pedal. We're not letting up. We're not going to let them affect how we play. We're going to change how they play. So we just need to make sure that we work hard tomorrow at practice, and we'll get ready for the game on Friday.
All right, Jessa, we appreciate the time. Congratulations on a big win here over Wilton. Looking forward to seeing you guys play against either North Mahaska or Cardinal on Friday night. And, again, just appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. That was Jessa DeVries of the Pellicrishan softball team after a 17-2 win over Wilton.